Hi, this is Dom with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is The Rite, starring Anthony Hopkins. And he has a special talent for exorcisms, and when the Vatican decides that every diocese should have their own exorcist, well, the battle of good and evil gets a little hairy when it's not clear who or what is really good.
You know, the interesting thing about skeptics is that we're always looking for proof. The question is, what on earth would we do if we found it?
You can only defeat it when you believe in it.
Okay, besides the obvious, what really freaks me out about this movie is that it's based on true events. I mean, I watch the news from time to time, but I must have missed the whole the apocalypse is here thing, which, you know, drove the Vatican to put the exorcist guys out there, and then they deny the whole thing, of course. And if that doesn't freak you out, then Anthony Hopkins will. He doesn't need a pitchfork, a red glowing eyes, or a name tag saying, "Hi, I might be evil," to know he might be bad news. He's just naturally freaky, with all due respect, Anthony, no offense, really. Throw in some creepy evil stuff like spitting nails and blood-curdling screams, and you have yourself one creepy movie. So the lesson here is, watch your back and always keep handy, you know, some holy water or large quantities of garlic or whatever it is that works. Now into a movie with a whole different kind of lesson, and it's The Mechanic, starring Jason Statham. And he's a hitman, and he finds himself becoming a mentor and working for pro bono when his friend is murdered, and he will do anything it takes to get vengeance.
What I do requires a certain mindset. I do assignments. Designated targets. Some jobs need to look like accidents. Best jobs are the ones nobody ever knows you are there.
So it turns out that a movie about hitmen can be pretty dark, with lots of killing and dead bodies and whatnot. And it seems there are good killer guys and bad killer guys, and if you're gonna make friends with one, don't pick the bad killer, because they can't be trusted. Go figure. But on the lighter side, this movie does have Jason Statham in it, and of course, that's good stuff. Then there's lots of action and some twists and turns that keep it kind of interesting, especially in the end. You know, this movie is a remake of the one from 1972, but I can't tell you how this is different, because I wasn't seeing Murder Mayhem movies way back then, and I don't know about the original, but this movie does have a lesson. It's not nice to fool with Jason Statham. So on our Movie Night Traffic Light, The Mechanic is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.